By now, most people have at least heard of palliative care, even if they're not exactly sure what it is. So Gary Johansson is happy to explain.
It represents care for patients and their families anytime they have a life-threatening illness, whether or not curative modes are also in play at the time, early on in the diagnosis, or whether it's right towards the tail end of an illness when they're on hospice and dying at home. Anywhere in between on that trajectory is still palliative care.
Dr. Johansson is the director of palliative care for St. Joseph's Healthcare in Santa Rosa. He adds that while it concentrates on the patient's overall sense of well-being, this practice integrates smoothly with full medical treatment.
It's now a board-certified specialty and works side-by-side with nephrologists or cancer specialists or cardiologists caring for patients in parallel with good communication, with us focusing more on the quality of life, symptom management, illness in the person part, and the specialists focusing more on the science and the technology and the cure of the disease part. Technically, they can really be referred early on, soon after diagnosis, especially if it's a diagnosis that's quite serious.
Thus, there are three common ways in which palliative care helps patients.
Number one, being sure we do stringent professional management of pain and other troubling symptoms, whether it be nausea, shortness of breath, delirium, insomnia. We'll focus on that. Number two, we'll focus on helping make difficult decisions. We're trying to align all the things that healthcare can do and make sure it's in line with your values and wishes and hopes, and also make sure it's in line with realistic prognosis. A third important thing is trying to tie together the multiple silos and complexities of the healthcare system into a package so that you can understand them and navigate your way as a family and patient through them.
Dr. Johansson's job also includes administering Memorial Hospice, which he explains is in some ways similar, but also distinctly different.
Hospice is a setting where, by definition, you're not pursuing curative treatment anymore because it's either going to be too rigorous or it worked for a while and now it's failing. And the prognosis is that no matter what we do, patient's going to die from this in the near future. So let's focus more on being home, being comfortable, and having our needs met that way. It's usually in the home setting, but doesn't have to be. Palliative care is before hospice. You're not necessarily dying yet at all. You may be cured even still.
As palliative care has become more widely practiced, its benefits have become clear. That's why Johansson expects it to become a fast-growing medical specialty in the coming years.
It's been shown that with palliative care, you get not only good outcomes with care, you get more satisfied customers, and you actually, as a bonus, often have cost offset. So it's win-win for families and the health system. The state of California is hoping in the next 8 years to have 40% of eligible patients for palliative care getting outpatient help. Currently, only about 10% do. Huge growth.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.